Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know, presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. While the regular media has reported how poorly stock markets performed last year, there has been comparatively little coverage on what happened to investment bonds. It turns out that the news was just as horrible in the bond markets as for stocks. When interest rates increase, the value of already outstanding bonds declines. That allows the interest rate yield to match current markets. As a simple example, a bond that might pay 2% interest over the long term is only worth half of face value if the market interest rate for the remaining term of the bond doubles to 4%. Last year, interest rates rose dramatically around the world. In data from Bloomberg and DoubleLine, most bonds outstanding at the beginning of last year saw their market value decrease by at least 10% by year end. For example, the Bloomberg U.S. Treasury Index lost 12.5% in value last year. All categories of collateralized mortgage-backed securities dropped more than 10%. Investment-grade BBB and single-A bonds and emerging market corporate bonds sank an average of more than 15%. Investment-grade AA bonds sank more than 17%. The worst performance was for investment-grade AAA bonds, which lost more than 20% of their value last year. Understand that most of these bonds could be held to maturity in order to recoup 100% of the face value of the note. However, this strategy locks the bond owner into accepting an interest rate yield well below current market rates. Bond markets face a much higher risk of default today than in years past. When then-President Nixon closed the gold exchange window in August 1971, total global debt was $4 trillion. Today, global debt exceeds $300 trillion. The prudent methods of managing debt by economic growth, fiscal austerity, debt restructuring, acknowledging the true rate of long-term instead of transitory rising consumer prices, plus honest accounting for government spending, have long been abandoned by the governments worldwide. If you own long-term bond investments, it's time to review whether you want to keep them. That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.